KFIZ News Time is 9:40 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here on a Thursday. It's April 22nd of 2021. Coming up in August, neat events coming up with Habitat for Humanity of Fond du Lac County. It's called Rock the Block Fond du Lac in 2021. And we're going to tell you more about it with Katie Carls, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Fond du Lac County. She's kind enough to join us for a few minutes to tell us about Rock the Block. Katie, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing well. Glad the snow is over and we got some warmer temperatures back in the forecast. That's for sure, right?
Yes. I'm excited for things to warm up, especially for our outdoor work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a neat event coming up, but we'll talk about it in just a minute. But for folks who are not familiar with Habitat for Humanity and right here in Fond du Lac County, can you tell us a little bit more about the organization and some of the work that you folks do in our county?
Sure. Well, Habitat for Humanity of Fond du Lac County, we're a nonprofit. We advocate for affordable housing and developing communities. So building homes is what is the core of what we do. However, we reach people in many more ways through revitalization, critical home repairs, many different ways that we can reach more communities and neighborhoods. And we service the entirety of Fond du Lac County. So this is a program, not a handout program. And we focus on low-income and moderate-income homeowners to provide them a hand-up with success, a dream of homeownership, or just helping them repair and maintain their home and their mortgage for affordable living.
Very cool. So this Rock the Block event, it's we talk generalities about the weather. It's coming up in August, so we're hoping for certainly good weather with that. But before we get into the specifics and what exactly is going to happen with this event coming up, how did this this idea get started? Where did this all come from, and what are some of the basic details behind Rock the Block coming up in August?
Sure. So Rock the Block, this is a program that is modeled after Habitat International. And so it's a series of revitalization and repair work done on a larger scale so that you are maintaining anywhere from, 25 to 50 to 100 homes at during a specific period of time. And so the community comes together, volunteers, and we work side by side over this in particular is a 2-day period, and working to get those repairs done and brighten and beautify the neighborhood that the homes are in. So our Habitat affiliate here in Fond du Lac County, this is the first that we are doing this. There's a lot of prep work, a lot of, funding that has to go into this, and of course, partnership with the homeowners. So we've studied very carefully the other Habitat affiliates in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. and are in a spot now where we can definitely move forward and model that and bring that success to Fond du Lac County and, keep this program going for the long haul, just continuously improving each neighborhood as we work through this.
So let's talk about this Rock the Block event coming up more specifically. I mentioned it's going to be in August 27th and 28th. You mentioned it's a 2-day period, and you're going to be focused on the Hamilton Street and Forest Avenue neighborhoods this fall, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
So what went into choosing that neighborhood specifically, at least for this event? Was there kind of a study done? What was the process in choosing that neighborhood about? What did that entail?
Sure. We had visited with our officials in the community and identified a need for the area. There is a little more activity you know, maybe at nighttime there, and it was identified that we wanted to make it a more lit up place, a safer, cleaner environment in the general vicinity, and helping those people, you know, whether they're renters or homeowners, you know, giving them a hand up, you know, giving that sense of pride in making a more beautiful, safer neighborhood.
So what's going to happen over this 2-day stretch? Obviously, you're going to be working on homes in this area. What is this Rock the Block going to encompass? What's all going to happen as part of this over the 2-day period?
Sure. So there's a variety of things that will happen, but just to, you know, just touch on them, you know, we will include things like, you know, power washing, removing the mold off sides of the house, you know, freshening up the driveway and the sidewalks and, you know, the front porches, repairing railings, you know, missing spindles and, you know, rotted porches and a lot of the exterior touch-up and, of course, lawn repair and removal of, you know, abandoned items in the neighborhood. So we also want to focus on, you know, just repairing any, you know, porch lights, things like that, so that there's, you know, good lighting and any repairs of locks. So there's quite a bit that can be done. It also gives us the opportunity to meet with the residents and see if there's additional needs down the road for maybe, you know, any repairs needing in the interior of the home. So maybe if someone has physical limitations where, you know, they need a ramp or to widen a doorway, things like that, this gives us an opportunity to talk to them about how we can help them, you know, how they can even age in place.
I take it you're in need of volunteers for this event coming up in August. If so, what can people do to volunteer for this?
Sure, absolutely. So if you go to our website, habitatfdl.org, there is a link where you can go and sign up to become a volunteer. You can also sign up for our newsletters. It'll keep you up to date on our projects and our needs. You can also give us a call, 921-6623. Or if you would like to just donate, you can also do that at our website, www.habitatfdl.org.
And for volunteers, for people interested in volunteering, I know there's two different shifts. It looks like, I'm just looking at some information here, there's a morning shift and an afternoon shift. I take it they're, you know, they can sign up for whatever shift suits them. And when it comes to experience level, is their experience necessary with this? What are some important things that people who might be considering volunteering for this that they need to know about?
Sure. We will take volunteers at any level. Of course, the more experienced, skilled volunteers, you know, they would become leaders of our volunteer groups. And the people that don't have the skill will learn the skill on site. So, you know, they'll take away quite a bit that day, a rewarding atmosphere and a new skill, right?
Right, for sure. Last question I had, Katie, just for, you know, kind of a community importance question. Why is something like this important to our community going forward and helping out our community? Why is an event like this Rock the Block and helping out people and helping, you know, improve the neighborhood? Why is that important from a community perspective going forward?
Oh, right. Obviously, because of the large impact, and, you know, that's a stable, affordable housing. It's key to mental health and physical health. The house and neighborhood where one grows up, it impacts the health and longevity of your life, the quality of life. So having a safe, stable, decent home, affordable home, it also impacts your child's success in school. It's so important to have those positive environments allowing for that growth.
Very good. Katie, anything else we didn't touch on that you want folks to know about Rock the Block coming up in August?
Yeah, if you're interested in volunteering or donating, please visit us at habitatfdl.org, and it'll navigate you through donations or volunteering.
Very good. Katie, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Katie Carls joining us from Habitat for Humanity of Fond du Lac County. She is the executive director, again, habitatfdl.org. If you want more information about Rock the Block or anything else they have going on, appreciate her taking some time to chat with us this morning.